We'd like to call the conference committee for House File 3422B. 3422, okay? I'd like to call the conference committee to order. Representative Lewick, you've been working on this. Would you do a quick run-through on the amendment that's before us and the bill? And then would you also, we've got one small technical adjustment that we're going to make. Representative Lewick.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Very quickly, you've got this before you. This is a build on the old 3280 that most of you have seen before. First thing is, if you look page 1.19, we lay in some very specific tasks here, and it also is tied to time until we find a cost-effective treatment technology. We're going to basically continue a hold on making adjustments. As you all remember, we've got a 15 January 2019 deadline where rulemaking was supposed to be completed. That's obviously not going to be done, so this just says till we, instead of putting a date there, till we get a cost-effective means to deal with treatment, we're going to put a hold on pushing that standard that exists today. There's a whole list of how we do that economic analysis and make that determination. You go all the way down on page 2 that explains how and also ask that every 2 years we get an update on exactly where we're at on this so we see progress. We can jump to something that is new from the standpoint of a what I call a heavy-duty working group with some clear tasks. You remember in 3280, we were trying to bring in a more holistic approach to dealing with wild rice. It's just not about sulfate. It's a whole broad thing. So if you take a look at the tasks that are identified here initially in Section 2, page 3, there's a report due on January 15th, 2019, that provides some framework on things we can be doing right now and probably should have been doing a long time ago. And then that working group has got a second task to go on and look at the continuing evolving science and make recommendations on a standard to MPCA. You can see some dates in here that provides a new plan of action with working group go out and look, come back to MPCA, MPCA go on to the next step and just make sure that we gather all the latest data before we go back into rulemaking again and don't end up in the same boat that we did just months ago where the rulemaking just didn't make it. We've been working for a week or more on with the administration on this, particularly I and Representative Eklund. Probably nobody is completely happy with this, so we're about as far as we can go, and that was as of midday yesterday on proposals and counterproposals. So with that, specific questions we can certainly answer, but this is killed a lot of paper here on rewrites.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you all for working on this. And everybody's been working really hard, and you talk about working on it. This is all the stuff I've gotten just a little while and talking to everybody because I know all the groups have some input into this, and it seems to me that it's a skinny-down version of all the things that we've been hearing and turning this over to a wild rice work group, which has just about everybody you can think of on the work group who can come back with some recommendations. And I believe that for what we've been going through in the last 3 months, that this is probably a good way to resolve this legislative session and come back in the very near future. Senator Eichhorn has been working really hard on this also, and I want to thank him for his authorship of the bill and shepherding it through. And Mr. Chairman, if you would permit me, I'd just like to put a on line 2.4 after permittees, put or applicants, and add that into the bill. And I think this way, if we have new business coming in that has water discharges, you know, any kind of thing, they won't be worrying about whether or not this is gonna, the 10 standard is going to be put into their permit before any kind of new plans or rules are promulgated. And I think that's something that is important, so that we don't discourage new industry or new businesses from coming into the areas, any one of the areas, in fact.
Thank you, Senator Thomas. Any discussion to the amendment?
Mr. Chair, thank you. I know we're going to get into the real big issue of Gizzard Shad here shortly, but no, it's not in here. Senator Eichhorn has been worked a lot on this. I would like to know what his comments would be with regards to this oral amendment.
Mr. Chair, Senator Thomasoni and Senator Engelbretson, I think this is a good amendment. It is something I think we had originally intended. We want to make sure that anybody in the future that could be coming forward is also protected and has some level of certainty. So I'm completely okay with this change.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to ask Mr. Knopf, just get the exact meaning of this so everybody totally understands what this means. I know you guys did a good job of explaining it, but in its context with the bill, if you could do that for us, I'd appreciate it.
Well, Mr. Chair, and members, without that amendment, it would be, it says it shall not require permittees, and it could include applicants, permittees, because they will be permittees. The question is it only existing permittees or new ones? This would clarify that it includes new ones, because it would be how new applicants for permits would be treated would be up to the agency to implement. And you could, under the word permittee, you could interpret that to mean new ones too, but this would clarify that and make sure that any new applicants would also be treated the same.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Taylor, I want to make sure that we do this correctly in terms procedurally. I'd like to adopt this amendment to the bill and incorporate the change that we made here on line 2.4.
Mr. Chair, what you could do is move to amend adding or applicants on 2.4, and then after that has been adopted, adopt the conference committee report, you know, CCRHF 3422B for House File 3422.
Okay. So, members, that's my motion at this point. Any discussion? Okay. All those in favor of said motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. The amendment is adopted. Now, procedurally, I'm sure we got this right. All right, so then I would move to approve the conference committee report for House File 3422B on House File 3422 as amended. Any discussion? Representative Metza.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and would also like to thank Representative Lueck, Layman, Eklund, everyone on our side, you, Mr. Chair, as well, and Ms. Zipko, for all the help on this. I think Representative Lewis summed it up pretty well. Usually when everyone leaves the table feeling like they didn't get what they want, my grandpa always told me, it's a pretty good sign of a good deal. And it's a starting point moving forward to treat this a little differently. Thank you, Senator Eichhorn. I almost said Representative. For your leadership on this on the Senate side, and Senator Thomasoni, we've worked pretty well as a delegation on this. There's a few things that I'd still like to see get done. I know we spoke offline, and there are things that you'd be willing to carry on next year as well, Senator Eichhorn, and regard to investing in NRI for sulfate mitigation research, a few great pilot projects that were just in the NPR news this week that came out that are really forward-moving in the technologies and compared to reverse osmosis. And so I just appreciate in the sidebar that you were willing to work on that. Senator Tomasoni has the bill right now, and look forward to seeing that get done as we move into the future. But thank you again to everyone who's been involved on this, including our agencies, the governor's office, in trying to find as close as we could as middle ground and getting this in the shape for the governor to hopefully sign it and move forward on this issue.
Thank you. Senator Nycorn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a few comments as well. I think everybody's done a phenomenal job, and everybody's gone around and thank everybody, but I think we missed a couple groups. I think both the municipalities, RAMS, and the industry and the steelworkers have really gone to bat here too, and I think there have been a lot of concessions made. And although, you know, not everybody's completely happy with what's here, I think, you know, coming together at the end here, we came out with a good product and something that I think we can all be proud of and something that should garner bipartisan support. So I'm proud to support this today, and I think we did good working bipartisan on this issue, so I appreciate everyone that was involved.
Thank you. And bipartisanly is not a word we found out in the House chamber. And just for the record, I'm completely happy with this. So Commissioner John Linkstein is here. Commissioner Stein, identify yourself for the record, please, and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Conference Committee. My name is John Linkstein. I'm the Commissioner of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. Appreciate the opportunity to provide testimony. When the governor vetoed the original bill, House File 3280, he's had 3 points he was aiming to address. One is, do not break federal law, especially the Clean Water Act, that we would. The second point is that we provide greater certainty for business moving forward. And the third, that we protect wild rice for future generations. This conference committee report continues to put us in a very difficult position with regard to violating the Clean Water Act, especially now that you've added permittees to line 2.4. The other point that this bill does is provide greater certainty, and we were able to provide language that is included in this bill, and we appreciate that. However, reaching consensus on many other points was another part of the governor's message. Working together with tribal nations, with environmental groups, with municipalities, with the mining businesses, and the governor's office, and we have attempted to do that over the past 10 days and have offered a number of suggestions which have not found their way into this bill. So, Mr. Chair, we cannot support the bill. I cannot give the governor a recommendation to sign this bill into this conference committee report into law. It violates the Clean Water Act. The working group is putting the agency in a position of having its hands tied according to the requirements and the requests of a working group rather than the existing process to establish water quality standards. It also does not address the strong request of tribal nations to be heard to have the listing of wild rice waters addressed in this bill. And I'm really looking forward to continuing to do additional scientific work and exploration. That is our mission, and our goal is to follow the science and the spirit of the bill that would address new information for the science of protecting and expanding the protection of wild rice is important to us. But we are committed to working with this body and with the legislative branch and all Minnesotans to try to find the best pathway to protect water and wild rice resources. With that, Mr. Chair, thank you.
Thank you. Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioner. That's with all due respect. When Representative Metza and I met with the tribes last December, that was the big complaint that we heard from them, is that you did that the MPCA did not engage the tribes in this process, and that is why we are trying to make this working group so the tribes have a full say in what's going on.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I want to very specifically echo Representative Eklund's comments. And there are pieces in here that were moved over, particularly line 4.25, subparagraph 7 on page 4. They very specifically came out of things that the tribes wanted. It's interesting that what I saw, a lot of times just listening and watching, was the MPCA actually providing stuff that was counter to what the tribes have asked for, and it goes back in a long history. So I do not accept that, period. So you're just not going to sit here and listen to that, because with all due respect, Commissioner, I got page after page here of tribes want this, tribes don't want this, MPCA wants this, and it just doesn't square. There's stuff in here specifically for the tribes. So you know that's a sore spot with me, that, in fact, the agency has not worked well. It's a matter of history over the last 2 years, particularly on the listing of the wild rice waters. So we ended up, to please everybody, we took that whole section out. Took that whole section out and basically said, let's put the people in the room that are smart people with unlimited appointments that the governor can make from the perspective of the tribal governments, and let's go and finally come up with a way to deal with those waters that, again, may not satisfy everybody, but I'm really disappointed that you come forward with that stuff this late. That's just not the facts I saw.
Thank you. Senator Thomas Thorne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner, I'm a little disappointed that you're going to tell the governor to not honor this bill, because it is a middle-of-the-road approach, I think, to what we've been hearing from everybody, and we can actually come to a resolution by December 15th of 2019 by using the working group set up here. But, boy, whenever I hear it's a violation of federal law, we've been violating federal law since 1973. I mean, that's when it was promulgated into rule, and no, we've never, ever put it into a permit. So that must be a violation of federal law. So I think what this is trying to get to is to stop violating federal law and to come up with a rule that everybody can live with and it will actually work, and maybe even come up with some kind of procedures in here, because there is the $500,000 to try and figure out how to make wild rice grow even better in the places that it already exists, that that will work for everybody. I think what we're doing here is trying to find a way to actually come to a solution by putting everybody in the same room at the same table and saying, okay, so what are the results of the tests that we've done? Where is it working? Where isn't it working? Will it actually have an effect on wild rice if we have put it into permits, put a limit into permits, and we actually try and get a solution in this bill. And I think that this is something that everybody should be able to live with for right now and go ahead with and say, let's figure it out in the very near future. We've been doing this now for 8 years. It started back in 2009. We did some experiments in 2011. We got all kinds of different results. The University of Minnesota came up with up to 1,600 parts per million. May not affect wild rice, but there's a sulfide thing. The ALJ threw out the sulfide thing. So we're trying to come to a place where we can actually find out what's the right thing to do. And so I would like to see us all work with this and have the governor sign it and then move forward, because everybody's working really hard and everybody has exactly the same intention here, and that is to put a rule in place that everybody can live with that will actually be applicable to what the science says and potentially either make a difference on wild rice and not harm industry and keep our jobs in place, because quite frankly the ones with the most skin in the game here are the people who have to implement the technology. And we know the technology is too expensive, and so this bill does address the technology. And I'm looking forward to the governor signing this and going forward and trying to come up with a solution.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Ingrid.
Real quickly, thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank all the members for working on this. And thank Senator Thomasoni. I remember when we started working on this 8-9 years ago. And a lot of work has gone into this. And, you know, Minnesotans are watching, Commissioner, I hope the governor is too, with regards to the folks that I work for, you work for, expect us to come down here and get something done. And if we can't, if we come up to the loggerhead, you know, that's going to happen occasionally, and it's happened a lot with this. And now we've got another compromise. A lot of work has gone into this. My you know, my report to the citizens are going to be that we've done all we can to compromise down here. Both sides of the aisle are going to vote for this. The governor has to consider that pretty soon, and the sooner the better. They're looking to get something done here and move forward. The range folks up there are certainly missing out on a lot of business, billions of dollars worth of business, and our cities are very concerned about this, and they've weighed in. So I hope the governor sees all the work that's gone into this and all the compromise. That's all I ever hear when I go home. Did you compromise? This is a compromise, and it's a good one. So I hope the governor looks at it that way as well.
Thank you. Okay. With that, I would like to renew my motion to approve the conference committee report on House File 3422 as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those opposed. Conference committee report is approved. Thank you. Members, thank you very much. I appreciate all the hard work that's been put in on this in the last couple of weeks. Should have been started a lot sooner, but here we are. So with that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I have my little wild rice recipe book here that Senator Utke said he loves new wild rice recipes, and this is a St. Louis County wild rice recipe book, which I'm going to give the Senator.
And with that, we're adjourned.